Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Singapore authorities still on the hunt for fugitive businessman Joe Low, a recent U.S. settlement having no bearing on their pursuit. Dozens evacuated in South Korea as heavy rains forecast to last until tomorrow batter the central regions. And in China's north, a small town in Henan province gets a year's worth of rain in just a day. In your business update, a private forecast sees a substantial decline in China's economic growth should Donald Trump return to the U.S. presidency and execute his plan of tariffs hikes on Chinese goods. Plus, Japan to pull back state help and free funding for so-called zombie firms and a rethink of its approach that has propped up unprofitable companies for years. U.S.-China relations have taken on a sharper focus after Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's newly named running mate identified China as the biggest threat to the United States. The former president says J.D. Vance will join him on the Trump Republican ticket for the November election. And following that announcement, the Ohio senator said in an interview that Mr. Trump's plans, should he be elected, included resolving the Russia and Ukraine war.
I think what President Trump has promised to do is go in there, negotiate with the Russians and Ukrainians, bring this thing to a rapid close so that America can focus on the real issue, which is China. That's the biggest threat for our country, and we're completely distracted from it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Mr. Trump made a triumphant return to the public eye after an assassination attempt over the weekend saw him being rushed off the stage, his ears bleeding from a bullet wound. The 78-year-old appeared to choke up at the rapturous reception as many in the audience chanted, "Fight," the word he said repeatedly moments after he was shot. Mr. Trump has threatened to get even tougher on China than during his first term in the White House. He's proposed a blanket 60% tariff on all Chinese imports, and that is on top of existing tariffs imposed by himself and current President Joe Biden. Now, for more on this, Simon Marks joins us live now from Milwaukee, where the Republicans are gathering. Simon, first, help us dissect Mr. Trump's choice of J.D. Vance. He's a fairly inexperienced senator. Ohio is not a swing state. So why him? And do his comments on foreign policy hold any sway?
Well, it's true. J.D. Vance was only elected to Congress, to that Senate seat from Ohio in 2022. And Ohio is no longer considered a swing state, although that is a relatively modern development in American politics that you can chart back to 2020 and Donald Trump's victory there. It's considered very heavily in the Republican corner. But what J.D. Vance brings to the ticket is essentially Donald Trump's mini-me. I mean, he echoes at the much younger age than Donald Trump, at 39, he's literally half Donald Trump's age, many of the policy positions that the former president takes. And as far as foreign policy is concerned, well, there's a connection between J.D. Vance's views on that and his views on the economy. So when he attended the Munich Security Conference back in February, a decision to travel there that was designed to burnish his foreign policy credentials, he delivered a message to Europe, particularly saying he was there to offer a wake-up call, that it was time for Europe to take more responsibility for its own defense so that the United States under former President Trump, when he returns to the White House, can focus instead on China and developments in the Asia-Pacific region. J.D. Vance is a firm supporter of tariffs, so he is entirely aligned with Donald Trump's policy of retaining very sizable tariffs on many Chinese goods coming into the United States. He and Donald Trump argue that is how you can defend the American worker. And in that sense, they are also expressing similar policies to those espoused by Donald Trump's rival this November, President Joe Biden. But most of all, what J.D. Vance brings to the ticket, the Trump people believe, is an effort to communicate, is an ability to communicate with working class Americans in battleground states who simply say to pollsters that they don't feel the fruits of the economic recovery that Joe Biden statistically undoubtedly has delivered.
And as we've seen, Simon, the Republicans displaying complete unity behind Donald Trump. That's in stark contrast to the Democrats, who are still divided on whether President Biden should run. Is the election looking more and more like a red wave?
Well, it was almost like a split-screen moment last night because you had Donald Trump walking into that arena to rapturous applause, sitting alongside his newly anointed vice president and possible successor as the leader of the Make America Great Again movement. And Joe Biden, meanwhile, had been giving an interview to NBC News back at the White House that again raised all sorts of fresh questions about his ability to retain the support of enough Democrats to advance his presidential ambitions, his re-election ambitions. So we now understand that the Democrats, the Biden campaign chiefs, are moving very quickly, possibly as early as next week, to try and essentially force through among delegates to the Democrat convention, which doesn't take place for more than another month, to force through their vote in favor of Joe Biden remaining on the ticket and being the nominee. That could take place virtually as early as next week to try and freeze the race in Aspic. Now, there were fresh polling numbers published yesterday by YouGov that showed Donald Trump with substantial leads in all six of the key battleground states where this election is going to be won or lost. Leads in some battleground states as high as 7%, 2% advantages over Joe Biden at the lower end of the spectrum. But Republicans here in Milwaukee are increasingly confident, especially in the aftermath of the national reaction to the assassination attempt against former President Trump on Saturday. They are increasingly confident that where things stand currently, they've got this election in the bag.
Simon, it's good to speak with you again. That was Simon Marks in Milwaukee. Thank you.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.